Wasn't that man fortunate to have four great friends to help him out day to day, and for them also to know that there was someone who could completely change his life for the better and make sure that he got to that person, Jesus. So we're going to go over that story again now in a more active way. And what I'd like you to do is think about how the different people in the story might have felt, what they might have thought. You could imagine that you were there yourself, maybe. I'm going to ask you afterwards to chat to the people near you just for a couple of minutes to discuss what you thought, and then we'll get some feedback from you. Do you know, it can be really easy to read or hear parts of the Bible, especially parts that we might know quite well, and just let it wash over us. And that's okay, but we can get so much more out of it if we spend time digging just a little bit deeper, maybe imagining that we were there, wondering what the people at the time would have thought, asking God to speak to us today. So I'm going to make it slightly easier for you, because I'm not going to ask you each to think what all of the different characters in that Bible story would have thought. I'm going to kind of put you into sections and give you one person to think about, or a group of people, so you don't have to split your mind into five different parts. Hopefully that will make it easier. Don't feel confused, though. Don't worry, I'm about to explain it. So the band... I have not forgotten you. You are going to put yourself in the place of the paralyzed man. Now, if anybody doesn't know what the word paralyzed means, it just means this person couldn't use his legs, maybe even his arms, so he couldn't walk. He probably couldn't do very much for himself, so he's relying on other people to help him every single day. So that's your part, the paralyzed man. All the people down the side by the windows, you're going to... take the group of the friends of the man. Okay, you're the friends. I'm going to remind you of this in a minute. Now, in the middle section, the front half, I'm going to let you decide. If you're kind of in the middle, you can decide which part you want to be, okay? But the front, you're going to imagine your Jesus, or what he was thinking about all of this, okay? The back of the middle group, you're the crowd who were there watching, filling up the house and standing outside, seeing what was going on. And you people over here by the wall, you are the teachers of the law, okay? In Luke's gospel, it says the Pharisees. Now, the Pharisees were a religious group within the Jewish faith who thought it was important for all Jewish people to live out the Jewish laws or rules within everyday life, not just in the temple. And they wanted to protect the Jewish faith and the identity of God's people. Okay, that might help you to think about what they might have been thinking. Okay, before we launch into this whole experiment thing, I think we should pray first. Father God, we thank you for your word, the Bible, that you use it to tell us about you and even speak directly to us today. In the Bible are living words, and we ask that as we study this story about Jesus healing a man and all the other people who were there too, that you will inspire us, help us to understand what you are like better. And most of all, please speak to each one of us this morning. Help us to hear what your message is for us. We invite you to show us new things about you and about ourselves. Please encourage and challenge us. And if there's something specific you want us to do, please make that clear to us. Amen. Okay, first of all, I need some children to help. And actually, in the story, there were four men, but I think probably about seven of you is going to work better for what I've got. So if you'd like to come and help, come up, okay? You'll see, oh my goodness. Right, just mind I don't poke your eyes out with this, okay? I know you've got plasters on your seat. It is not for this purpose. So what do you think this might be? What do you think it is? It is a stretcher IV. So I need two people, well, one person on each end, so that's four of you. So if you want to be on an end, take an end. Do you want to go on that side? Would you like to hold in the middle? And I need somebody else in the middle. Okay, I think we can do it with six. I'm just... Okay, so we have... Now, I've put time into this. I've got to do this in bits because I've put time in, but not the time to stitch this poor man together. We have legs. I'm going to put them right down there. We have a body. Oh, here we go. We have a body. He's going to go on there. I'm going to tuck the body into the jeans, I think, if I can, because, you know. Oh, okay, there we go. And we also, there's his arms. Have we got a head? Yes. We have a head. Okay, so now the head, this is not true to life, is not attached. So please see if you can manage to not let the head roll off the stretcher. Do you think you can do it? Yeah, I reckon you can. Do you think I'm going to make you just stand here? No. I'm going to ask you to walk around the church because in the story, the people, the friends, had to carry the man, didn't they, to get to Jesus. I have no idea how far they had to take him. They had to take him a little way and carry him. So if you would like to walk up the aisle, across the back and down the side, see if you can get round. That's it. So off they go on their way to find Jesus, full of hope and expectation for what Jesus could do. Is the head still on? I think it is. I haven't heard it fall off. Well done. Bring him down. Here they come, and they're approaching the house now. And they found a really big crowd. Well done. So I think for now, we're going to put him on the floor. Okay. Just be careful not to trip over him. Yes, you did it. Well done. Was that easy? Yeah. I think you did a really good job. Was that easy to do? Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I mean, if I'd got a volunteer from the people here to lie on the stretcher, how do you think that would have gone? Do you think that would be okay? Probably not. I don't think that would have worked. And they are only garden canes in there. That's even why I had six people holding him up. Okay, so now we're going to move over here, okay, because this is the house. And if any other children would like to come up and see what we've got here, you're very welcome. You don't have to. It's not a problem. So underneath this cloth, you'll just have to kind of go to the side so everybody can see. So here we have the house. Okay, that's it. So what can you see on the outside of the house? Yeah, people. So I'm just going to hold it up for a second for everybody to see. So the house is closed up at the moment. There's lots of people. There's people on the side. I probably photocopied too many people. I thought I'd stick them on the side as well. What's on that side? Stairs. Yeah, yeah. So the men arrived with their friend and found the house with Jesus in that they were desperately going to get to with their friend because they believed, they had faith in Jesus, that they would heal their friend. He couldn't walk or do anything for himself. And then they can't get to a problem, don't they? Oh no, there's no way to get in at all because the house is completely full. There's a crowd of people outside that are not going to let them in because they want to see what's going on too. What do? Do they give up? No. Did they turn around and walk away and say, oh well? No. What did they do? Hang on, let me get the microphone for you, because I think this is going to be good.
They go up the house, yep, and then open it, like, on the roof, and yeah, then go down it.
Okay, so that's kind of weird. Can we have the picture, Kathy, please? Yeah, so those are, I know that looks weird, but those are two ideas of what the houses could have looked like. So there's a set of stairs up the side onto the roof. Well, that's not particularly normal for us, is it? But back then, it would have been, because people in those days would have used the roof. That's why it's not like that, why it's like that, because they would go up onto the roof, and sometimes they might use it for storage. Sometimes when it's really hot, they might even sleep up there to be a bit cooler at night. So it would have been very feasible. I mean, it wouldn't have been easy to carry a man on a stretcher up the stairs to a house like that, would it? But at least there were steps there and there was a flat roof. Now, if the roof was used for things like sleeping on or storage, then it's going to be quite a strong roof, isn't it? It's not just going to be a few sticks. So actually making a hole in the roof would have been, I guess, a bit of an effort to do that. They're not just going to move some sticks aside and say, there you go. They're going to put some effort in. Okay, so what we're going to do now is open up the house and see what is inside. So would you like to pull the two sides open? There you go. Okay, what's inside? There's more people. I'm just going to hold it up for everybody. So there we go. Lots more people inside. Okay, now, right, we've got four friends. Let's see. These are the four friends. So who else? You need... Yeah, do you want to be a friend? Who else? One, two, three. Actually, that one's not Jesus. We're going to get to him in a minute. Not that. Yeah, so here's four friends. They need to be on the roof. And we've got a man on his stretcher. Okay. Who would like to try and make a hole in the roof? Oh, Albert, would you like to see what you can do? Let's hold. Hang on, not that
there's
one.
There's a hole already.
There's a hole already. There we go. Yep, four friends. See if you can maybe push that down or pull it up, whatever you think is best. You push, that's it, yes. We have a hole in the roof. Okay, we have four friends attached to Pritt sticks because that will make them stand up. So they're on the roof with, yeah, who's that? Jesus isn't on the roof. Okay, who would like to try and lower the man down through the roof? Do you want to do one, and you can have the other one? And if we just... Can you just stand aside so everybody can see? That's it, just move to the side. Perfect. Right, see if you can lower the man down without him falling off. Yeah. Excellent. Brilliant. Now, where's Jesus? Who's got Jesus? There he is. Can you put him in? That's it. So Jesus is there. There's people stuck to the walls. The friends are still up on the roof. See if you can balance them on the roof. Okay, so we're going to hang on to that one for a minute. Can you hold that one up and show everybody? Who do you think they are? Yeah, they're the Pharisees, the religious leaders. So you can put them in too. Okay, that's it. Are they balancing? Don't let the box fall off the back. Right, if you want to just move aside so everybody, thank you, everybody can see, that would be great. Yeah, can we see what's going on there? So we've got a man who can't walk. He's got some really good friends who want to take him to Jesus because they have faith that Jesus can heal them. Because they've heard stories, maybe they've even seen Jesus do this before for other people, heal people, and they are determined to get their friends to Jesus to make a big difference in his life. And they get to the house. Oh no, they can't get in. Completely swarmed with people. No chance of getting in. But there is a chance because they think really creatively. They go up on the roof, they make a hole, they lower their friend down. Oh my goodness. Okay? So if you're The paralyzed man, I think that's your group, isn't it? Whoa. Okay. So, I wonder what Jesus and the crowd were thinking as this all happened. And I've not put this as one of the groups for you to think about. What about the person who owns this house? Wonder what they were thinking about what was going on as well. Now, Jesus understood what the plan was of the friends, and he knew that they believed he could heal their friends. And because of their faith, he did. He healed the man. Jesus said two things to the man. First of all, he said, "Your sins are forgiven." Sins are the things that we do wrong. Okay. The religious leaders, so they're in there, aren't they? The people in red and black, they were there watching, seeing what was happening, finding out about this man called Jesus going around teaching and healing people. They weren't happy. This was the same, what Jesus said. It was the same as him saying that he was God, and that was blasphemy in their eyes, saying something against God, and they took it very seriously. And Jesus knew that and basically said it was just as easy and effective for him to tell the man to get up and walk. Now, these things are impossible in the eyes of the religious leaders. When Jesus healed the man, he was showing that both were possible for him. There was this was a massive challenge to those Jewish leaders, and they did not like it. And then finally, the man gets up. He wants to be the man. Yeah, so you have to ignore the one lying on the mat now. He gets up. It was amazing. He was healed. Jesus says, "Get up, pick up your mat and go home." And lo and behold, someone who couldn't walk gets up. Absolutely incredible. Wasn't just, I mean, that is absolutely incredible, but the really amazing thing, isn't it, is that would completely change his life, what he was able to do. He could then go and get a job and earn his own money, probably not have to rely on other people to do things for him, regain some dignity, maybe, and independence. It was a whole life change for him. That's what Jesus brings. And everybody, all of the people, were amazed at what they saw. Okay, so now it's time to have our little short discussion, okay, with the people near you, just however you want, I don't mind, okay? So children, if you'd like to go back now, because I'd love you to join in these discussions wherever you are. Okay, just mind that stretcher, that's it. Give him a little pat on the head. I think I'll have to pick him up in a minute and sit him back up. Yeah. Okay, so band, you are thinking about the paralyzed man by the window. You're thinking about the friends. The front of the middle, you're thinking about Jesus. Back of the middle, you are the crowd who were there, and over by the wall, the Pharisees, the teachers of the law. If this is freaking you out that you have to turn and talk to somebody, you do not have to turn and talk to somebody. I don't mind. I would be going like, oh no, I don't know about this, so I'm just going to go to the toilet for a minute. But everybody here is friendly. Have a quick... Okay, there we go, thank you. Okay, if you want to start wrapping up, I have the dreaded microphone in my hand. So I'm going to come to the band, I think. Is that okay? I'm going to come to the band first and see what amazing insights they have about the paralyzed man. Right. Five. Four, three, two, one. Oh, come on, guys. That works in schools. Okay. I think they might have... Have you prepared a little bit to say? Okay, so we're thinking about the paralysed man. There you go.
I am scared. Will they drop me? I can't move. Don't drop me. Wherever am I going to get better?
Yes, absolutely. Brilliant. Thank you so much. Yeah, I think being carried along on a stretcher would have been pretty frightening. Maybe he was kind of used to it, but I don't know. Being carried up onto a roof? No, thank you. Okay. We have the friends. Anybody on this side like to say anything? What the friends might have felt or thought?
We said at the end they would say, wow, that's amazing.
Yep, absolutely. Very good.
We were saying that we were exhausted from carrying him for so far, and how are we going to get on that roof? And now we're in, will we be in trouble?
Yeah, absolutely.
We were very excited when we saw Jesus was talking to him.
Okay, very excited as well. Anything else down this side? Susan?
We were just thinking that they've got to the point of saying it's actually no and never, you know, we can't now walk away and do nothing.
Yeah, yep. Okay. Crunch point. Anybody else? Okay. Front of the middle. Jesus, this is interesting. Anybody have any thoughts on how Jesus might have experienced this?
We said compassion for the man who needed healing. And then what did you say, Albert, about the friends? Happy, pleased in their faith, and a bit disappointed with the Pharisees.
Yeah.
Their lack of compassion.
Sorry, Pharisees. Yeah, maybe a bit disappointed in that. Anything else about Jesus? What he might have thought?
He will have noticed the great faith of the man who allowed himself to be carried at 45 degrees upwards, and every thought of being dropped. Yeah. And also, when they were lowering him, the friends had to work together as a group, so they didn't lower him head first or tail first.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Dump him in the floor.
Yeah. And coming round.
I think he would have thought they were quite resourceful. Should I be doing that?
Oh, just a bit closer to your mouth. Yeah.
I think he would have be thinking they're quite resourceful and wondered what the fellow was going to do about his roof.
Yeah, and I think there were probably a lot of the crowds were there. They came from all around to kind of see this spectacle of what Jesus was doing. And we know that they did bring people to be healed as well, but I think there would have been a lot of onlookers who just wanted to go and spectate and see and say, I saw him do a miracle. And then he sees these friends come along with true faith, who really cared about their friend. And he noticed that, didn't he? Anything else about Jesus? Okay, back. The crowd. What do you think the crowd might have thought? Nothing. That's fine. Stunned into silence. Would anybody, you don't have to say anything. Would anybody shocked? There you go, Anthea. You're very welcome.
I thought they would probably be surprised, shocked that what on earth is happening here. There may be people in the crowd who were sceptical that Jesus could do this, and that perhaps afterwards they would have realised how good he is to everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Maybe those thinking they had a challenge, didn't they? Everybody who was there, a challenge of what do I do with this information about Jesus now? Right, and people on this side, the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, any thoughts on them? Thank you.
The Pharisees, I think they were jealous because Jesus was performing this miracle, and they don't want the people to believe so much on Jesus more than them. I think they were not happy about it.
Yeah, thank you, absolutely. Anybody? Yeah.
I think they were trying to trip Jesus up at every opportunity, and they were horrified that Jesus forgave sins because according to the law, only God forgives sins.
That's right, yeah. So they would have taken this to heart, what Jesus said, and been very upset and angry, I think. Anybody else? Yeah.
I think they would be very angry that this was going on, and they most probably were thinking how they can stop it somehow together. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's in today's life, isn't it, where you've got different religions and different things, and people really want to see to believe, and they didn't want that. So they most probably would be trying to change their mind in the crowd and people around.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, it's quite a threat, isn't it? Any other final thoughts? Oh, yes, Heather.
Just want to add about the crowd. They must have cooperated because the house was so full of people. So they had to move aside in order for that stretcher to be lowered down.
Yep, absolutely, yeah. I guess they had to do that, and maybe they had not much choice, because they have either have a stretcher on top of them or they shift a little bit and make some room. Okay, thank you, everybody. Great thoughts, and I find that a really nice way to go a bit deeper into a Bible story, just to think, how did the people who were there feel? What would that have meant to them at the time? How would they have interpreted what was going on? And that can help me to kind of do that for myself as well and hear what God has to say to me. It's so good to have good friends. And it's good to remember that Jesus is our friend too and can help us, just as he helped the man in our story. So we're going to sing again, and we're going to sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. So I wonder what God might be saying to us through our Bible story today. Well, actually, it might be many things, and I'm not going to give you loads of suggestions, because actually part of when you do a Bible study is that you work some of those things out for yourself. It's personal, and God speaks to you through what you read. Okay, so, but I'm going to give you some thoughts. I wonder if you identified with a particular person or group in the story. We can be like the friends, caring for each other, bringing each other to Jesus in our own ways, and having faith, trusting that Jesus will help them. We can be determined to not give up when it might feel too difficult, to keep caring and helping. One of the things that kind of cropped up in my mind, because I wrote that down, you know, keep going, but actually I was thinking, but sometimes we need to look after ourselves as well. And then I remembered a little part of that story that I'd not particularly taken notice of. It kind of was at the back of my mind, but I hadn't thought about it too much. Near the beginning of that Bible story, it says, some friends came, bringing to him a paralyzed man carried by four of them. To me, that sounds like there were actually more friends. Four of them were carrying, but there were some friends. So I take from that, maybe this paralyzed man had quite a good group of friends supporting him, sharing his care. And I think we need to be mindful of that, be careful, and not take the whole responsibility of care for another person only onto ourselves. Bit of a team effort. Maybe we feel like the man sometimes, in need of others to be good friends and support us when times are tough. When we're feeling really down, it can be hard to look after ourselves. It can even be hard to pray. I know that. It makes all the difference to have others carry you through those times. So let's not be afraid to ask. And if somebody asks, let's be good friends and respond with all that we can. At times, we might be the crowd. Do we come to Jesus to hear his teachings and wait expectantly to see what he will do? Are we looking out for him in our everyday lives? Are we willing to come away from what we're doing just to be with him, to give him our full attention, to listen to him? Occasionally, we might even identify with the Pharisees and the religious leaders. It's not a bad thing to question what's going on, to make sure that it really is from God. Jesus said and did some very radical things, things that were different to how some people thought that they should be done. It wasn't necessarily wrong of them to question that, but Jesus could see what was in their hearts. I wonder how many of them, those Pharisees, did see Jesus for who he was and become his followers. Maybe some of them did. How flexible were they willing to be to put love first and the rules second? To make a stand and be different? Are we willing to have open and inquiring minds, to be challenged by Jesus and to be changed by him? So let's be good friends. Let's be ready for a life-changing encounter with Jesus. And let's go out of our way to spend time with him, expecting him to speak and to act.